Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. A number of recent incidents indicate the varying degree of regard by elected officials and the public when it comes to ancestral remains. Construction of an outdoor volleyball court at the University of California, Berkeley is on hold after crews discovered human remains. California law requires notifications to state officials and to any tribes that might be descendants. Gabriel Duncan is the founder of the Alameda Native History Project. He says the halted Berkeley project is a positive step, but he says the college may still have a lot to answer for when it comes to adequate ancestral grave protections.
We've been going around with Enbridge for well over 13 years, but you know, they've been trespassing for 13 years. So we are opposed to their current reroute plan because it's still in our watershed, right? So basically the pipeline they propose hugs our reservation. And our reservation is full of waterways, full of streams that obviously don't recognize political boundaries like the deer and the other animals and the fish. They just follow the water paths. And so today we see them trying to hug into that area, which then could have huge ramifications if something goes wrong, or even during the reroute itself, some of the processes they want to put into place. That stuff is going to come, you know, upstream to us or downstream, but our water flows north to Lake Superior. So it's going to come right into our reservation. So those are things we are very, very concerned about.
Duncan says he expects the sports complex project to move ahead as scheduled once these remains are addressed by the affected tribes. The protections are not as strong in the state of Hawaii, where Clara Pana leads the advocacy organization Malama Kakuni Lua. Apana is Kanaka Maoli and says there are inadequate penalties for disturbing ancestral remains, which tend to buckle under the construction pressure of the tourism industry.
All of the tribes that signed the Treaty of 1836 are Anishinaabe, Odawa, Ojibwe, and Potawatomi. And the Straits of Mackinac, where Line 5 crosses the straits from the upper to lower peninsula, is at the center of the Anishinaabe creation story. So that means it's a place that has a profound spiritual, cultural, and also an economic importance to all of the tribes. And certainly a spill could be absolutely devastating and disastrous for environmental consequence, for environmental purposes, but also in terms of the, you know, spiritual and cultural interests of the tribe. In addition to that, you know, we have critical cultural resources that could be impacted by any kind of harm to either a tunnel or a spill of the existing Line 5. We have critical fishery resources, and whitefish is central to Anishinaabe diet and ceremony and economy. And that's all right. Whitefish has already been harmed due to climate change, and a possible oil spill would just make that devastation even worse.
Apana also says the officials designated by the state to identify ancestral sites need stronger cultural training so they can respond with the appropriate respect and authority. The inconsistency when remains are uncovered is not limited to the United States. Confusion surrounds the pending repatriation of ancestral remains at a private home construction site near Toronto. Tanya Hill Montour is a Six Nations of the Grand River archaeological supervisor. She says putting the financial cost of repatriation on individual homeowners provides an incentive for them to avoid reporting any encounters with human remains.
In reality, you know, this is an existing pipeline that's carrying a certain amount of oil. And the tunnel project, for example, you know, that's just going to be continuing at the same capacity. And so there isn't something that's an emergency about continuing something that has existed. And really what ends up being at stake here for the tribes is that if the tunnel is permitted, the reality is that these replacements just further entrench the existence of a pipeline through incredibly important cultural and environmental locations. So that entrenchment just expands the lifetime of this pipeline and the risk, the existential risk of a catastrophe for places that sustain tribes' cultural practices, spiritual identity, and economic livelihoods. So in terms of thinking about that original question of balancing the concerns around environmental risk and energy costs, it's a broader conversation than that. There are other costs that have to be considered. And historically, the tribes' treaty rights and protection of the tribes' cultural practices has been completely left out of the conversation.
Hill Montour says her community is frustrated by the response by government officials, which she says is slow and disrespectful and lacks the involvement of the affected tribes. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.